what I desire most. As the flame of me in you grows to be the all-consuming fire I desire it to be, then will I pour through you all of who I am to a lost and dying world. Everyone you will come in contact with will see my fire in you and desire what they see, and when you touch them, I will be able to consume them with all that I am. Lay down your life once and for all, and allow me to be the all-consuming fire in your life. Nothing can fulfill you like I can. Know once and for all, I continually desire you, desire constant fellowship with you. I am passionately in love with you. Yes, you. Nothing about you is boring to me. For this consuming fire to be able to ignite and completely engulf you in its flame, you must spend much time in my presence worshiping me. As you worship me, I can become the all-consuming fire that burns away everything in you that is not of me. My life and light in you that you will allow me to shine forth brilliantly from you will set many free. Many will receive freedom to walk into the fullness of the intimacy I desire. What I desire most is for your level of fellowship with me to spark a hunger and a thirst for the same to be present in their lives. Continue to seek me with your whole heart that I may consume you and fill you to overflowing. You wonder how I can use the word continue when you look at your failings. Did you not seek forgiveness? Did I not grant it? You must cease to dwell even 1 second in the past. The past will not take you to my future for you. Remain continually in the present with me. That is how my future for you will be manifested. Did not Jesus say that he only did what he saw me do? How did he do that? By remaining ever present with me. Do you think the way changed? There is only one way. You must learn to continually hearken to my voice. Have I not said, I will never leave you nor forsake you? That confirms that I am with you always. So the ball is in your court to develop your ears to constantly hear my voice, so you can always be a doer of my current mind, every step you take on the path to my future for you. Ye have not because ye ask not. Ask for grace to immediately discern in yourselves ears dull of hearing, a hardening of your heart, and any trace of offense received. When I speak of ears dull of hearing, it is the same as not being a constant doer of the word. Take heed and great caution to not be deceived that by being a hearer you think that makes you a doer. Speaking of grace, my grace, have you sensed in your spirit an increase of being able to receive my grace? It has always been there, but this next level where I am taking you, the path has been paved by a few. Continue to seek and receive my grace. You have been told I have mountains and mountains of grace stored up for you. Eradicate all thoughts that you could possibly use up even one of them. Pleased? I am well pleased with you. Continue on this path. If you could see my eyes, they sparkle with delight and great anticipation with all I am soon able to pour out upon the earth.